Gur maigat chean cóirle. Ar fud an stáit den rialtas ag ligin síos agus ag chiplianaí agus daoine óga le mí chumas agus riachtanas ag speisialta. Níl idir gabhaile a deartháil síl na pláisí seo a chur ar fáildífa agus ina mílte daoine óga le mí chumas agus le riachtanas ag speisialta fuacha ar an nimal agus an rialta seo ag dúiltú seirbhísí dífa. Aniu ba bhfuilim cás Thairí óg gasarbag nuimhleana a íos is bailicia ar dul leat aire. Minister, across the state, children and young people with disabilities and special needs are being failed. Vital services such as speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, physiotherapy aren't being provided to these children. And these are life-changing interventions. They are essential if our children are to reach their full potential, to thrive and to participate in their communities. And if they're not provided, the quality of life for thousands of our children and young people is profoundly affected and can have long-lasting consequences for them. The HSE are currently reorganising the provision of these therapies. Progressing Disability Service is meant to be making things better. But families and teachers on the front line are telling us a very different story, that things are getting worse. Harry Kerwin from Dublin is 9 years old, Minister. He attends Scoil Macua in Clondalkin. His teachers describe him as fun-loving, always smiling, and a boy who loves being involved in everything that's happening around him. Though Harry is non-verbal, with the aid of his iPad, he is very, very much a real talker. He also has a talent for numbers, a boy with so much potential and so much energy. Harry has cerebral palsy and a mild to moderate intellectual disability, and last year he underwent serious hip surgery. In order to be able to stand and walk again, he needs physiotherapy. Though physiotherapy is available in Scoil Macua, Harry can't access this service. His family and teachers have told us that because of the delay in accessing physiotherapy, Harry may never be able to walk or stand again. Minister, why is this being allowed to happen? Progressing Disability Service allocates interventions based on a child's home address, not their school address. Harry and his family live in CHO 6, where there are no physiotherapy services available to him, but his school is in HSC CHO Area 7. So despite the fact that there are physiotherapists available in Scoil Macua, his school, the rules prevent these clinicians from supporting him. And as a result, Harry has received no state-supported physiotherapy since his surgery last year. Now, Minister, Harry isn't alone. Not even in this school. There are 6 children currently being denied services in this school because of this bureaucratic madness. Across the state, there are thousands more, and this is nothing short of a scandal. So my question to you is, how can the state, how can your government continue to neglect children of this nature, young children, and how can it be justified? Why is your government not guaranteeing that all children and young people with disabilities and special needs get the support they need? And why is the HSE denying Harry access to life-altering physiotherapy? Minister, the HSE need to stop the meetings and start treating these children. Parents are telling us that the situation on the ground is worse now than ever before, and action is needed. So I ask you today, what are you going to do to ensure that we have therapists on the ground in each of the CHO areas to provide the vital services that so many children, such as Harry, deserve and so desperately need?
Minister.
Thank you very much, Deputy, for raising this very important matter. Where I agree with you is on the commitment that the state must have, and certainly this government does have, to give Harry the best possible start in life, recognising the needs that he has and the support that he deserves in order to have a journey in life ahead of him that recognises the needs that he has and gives him the supports that he deserves. And the government is committed, Ciarán Cóirle, to putting in place the therapists that are needed to make a difference. We recognise, of course, that in the provision of any therapy services, in any social and health supports, particularly for those who have complex needs, that there will always be issues, there will always be difficulties, but we are committed with the funds that are available to us due to a growing economy, to putting the supports in place to help Harry and to help many others. Now, what Deputy Doherty put to me is, what are we doing in relation to it? What we are doing is, through the Health Service Executive, putting in place a programme that will lead to the reinstatement of 136 whole-time equivalent posts for therapists that have the aim of supporting Harry, all other girls and boys across our country who deserve and need this additional support. It is the case, as members may be aware, that following some engagement with staff representative bodies, the reinstatement process has been temporarily paused. But over the weekend, we received and made further progress in relation to this issue, and the HSE are going to continue with their efforts, with a particular focus on special skills and how the right numbers of therapists can be in place. And we recognise that we have a duty to engage with Harry, to engage with his parents and all other children and parents across the country while listening to the needs of staff and experts in this area. So the work is now underway to deliver against the 136 additional roles and posts. This is in addition to the 85 posts that were reinstated that were announced in 2021. And this work is now underway in three different phases. What we did for the first phase of it is a degree of reassignment did happen with regard to existing HSE staff to prioritise these particular roles being filled. What we are now doing is engaging in another process that will take us up to the autumn regarding how another third of these posts, which will be 44 roles, can be filled. And then what we will do is, in parallel to all of this, is put in place the recruitment efforts that are needed to look at how we can provide, in particular, the right physiotherapy posts that can make a difference and the right occupational therapy posts that can make a difference to those who need and who deserve additional support and help. The government is absolutely committed to doing this, and the latest update that the government has received from the HSE indicates that out of the 85 posts that were allocated to special skills in 2021, 55 of them have been filled. Progress has been made in filling those 55, but we know more needs to be done to get the additional 30 roles filled, and we will. The challenge that we are facing at the moment is, even with the commitment that the government has and the resources that have been made available to do this work, it is a challenge recruiting the people to do this work, getting the right people in to provide the right level of support. But the case that Deputy Doherty has raised is what will remind the government and give us the commitment that we need to continue with this work in the months ahead. Thank you.
Minister, I listened to what you said, and I'm sure Harry's parents will be listening very closely to what you said. But let me say this, Harry can't wait until next autumn. Harry had serious hip surgery last year. Harry's family and the school have been engaging with the HSE for a year now, to no avail. This is an issue of whether Harry will be able to stand and walk again in the future. And there's no reason why that shouldn't happen with the proper services that has been denied him for over a year now since his surgery. And the worst thing is that Harry goes to school. He's a child who loves his school, who loves it's the centre of his universe. And he goes into that school and there is a physiotherapist there that can provide the service to him. A physiotherapy therapist in Skolmakua that can provide the service to him, but Harry has been denied it. Why? Because he lives in an area that has a different area from where the school is, and therefore he can't avail of the services that are in his school that he attends every single day. This is red tape. It is about the future of this child, and it's not just this child. There's six other children in the school, and there is 85% of children in Inclusion Ireland's reporting, I'll finish on this here, where their parents say that they're waiting over a year for services. So I'm asking you to intervene on behalf of Harry and the other children in this school, which can be done quickly, and to give us a commitment in relation to all of those other thousands of children across the state who are being failed.
And thank you, Deputy Doherty, for raising again this matter. And your reminder that Harry, at such a young age, has already underwent hip operation, such a large and a significant operation for a young child to go through, and the other six children that are there in the school, of course, reminds me about why it is so important to make the funding available to the HSE through the work of the Minister for Health to put in place the right roles, the right posts to assist these young girls and boys in their journey in life because of the duty that we have to them. I am very concerned to hear that despite the funding being made available to have such a physiotherapist in place in this school, that young Harry is not not in a position to access this, or he's not allowed to, in the way Deputy Doherty has raised. And I know the Minister for Health has indicated to me in the course of you raising the matter, Deputy, that he'll certainly make contact on this matter and understand why this is happening and what can be done to give Harry and his fellow students the start that you, I and the government want to make sure he can have.